from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Final hour for us. Still plenty to get into. We'll talk about what happened with the Braves and the Phillies last night. Final game of that series coming up tonight as well. AJ Terrell, nice big contract extension payday for him.
Yeah, man.
Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us in 20 minutes as well. We'll talk some Falcons with our Falcons insider, Smokin' Joe. And then at 1:40, we will wrap things up as we always do with an AMA. Any question, any topic, get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. And as always, the final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com.
Our favorite people are back. The window cleaners.
Yes.
Yeah, and you get nervous just watching.
I can't even look at him.
It's pretty cool, though.
Because the guy was just, he's on top of the building
he
next
was just
to
on
us.
Top of the building. We're watching him climb off a building.
Yeah, he's climbing off to the side to start the job. So I guess you start at the top, which makes sense. I didn't realize that's how they got there. I thought maybe, I don't know, you'd start low and then you raise up over time.
No,
that man's just climbing over the side of a building.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he does.
I'm sure he's got good protective harnessing and stuff like that, but no, I can't even look at it.
You didn't want to look at it. At least I can look at it.
Makes me queasy to even look at it. Yes. One of the many, many jobs I could not do.
Isn't it cool to figure out, though, why those hooks are on the top of the buildings?
Yeah, that's what
they use them to repel.
Interesting.
I was so confused. Okay. Oh, so that's what those are for.
That's what you can see them all over here, too. Yeah.
Like, that's what those are for.
Huh. I thought those were like little vents or something like that.
Like little chimneys.
Maybe
they
are.
Like little mini chimneys.
And maybe they are. Maybe they just double up.
Maybe they double up.
I don't know.
Maybe it's it
seems kind of dangerous, though.
Dual purpose.
Pillowing. Yeah. Hot smoke coming out of where you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Like burn the rope and everything.
They're cleaning the, I don't know how much money you'd have to pay me, but it'd be a lot of money for me to have to try to do that job.
Yeah. I think I could. No, hell no. We're just talking about dudes. I don't even like riding glass elevators.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I hate riding glass elevators. No. Like I'm back to the damn door.
Me too.
Yes. Yeah. Or face the door.
I
just
don't like to fly. Mm-mm. I don't like you name it. Anything up there.
Yeah. And it's not because I'm not scared of heights. I'm not. Yeah. I'm like people are like you're not scared. I'm not scared of heights. I just don't like high things. Yeah.
What are you scared of?
Huh?
Anything?
What am I scared of personally?
Yeah.
No, I saw the obvious, like something happened to my family or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. But you're not. Yeah.
Oh, but what am I scared of?
Not bears.
I ain't scared of them. No.
No.
I'm scared of IRS. Scared of them.
Wouldn't want to run across the IRS in a dark alley.
I'm scared of IRS. But like if I see something and it might make me turn the other way, scared? Like any kind of big cat.
Okay.
Any kind of big cat. Like, because a bear ain't going to eat me. He's just going to blank me up.
Maybe. You know or maybe you blank him up.
One of the two. Like, I got no chance against no a cheetah or nothing.
Like a jaguar?
Yeah,
I got no chance. Okay.
I got no chance. Right. I mean, that's just what it is. So, yeah, probably a big cat.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. AJ Terrell got a whole bunch of money. This came out this morning, right as we woke up. Or maybe you were already awake. But it was reported this morning that AJ Terrell gets a 4-year, $81 million contract extension with the Falcons. $65.8 million of it is guaranteed. He's the second highest paid corner per year in the NFL now. Now, people always make that. It happens with quarterbacks every single time. Well, is he the second best corner in the NFL?
Yes.
I don't think that he is, but it doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
He's one of the best corners in the NFL, and he was up for a contract, and that's what the market is and all that. And the bottom line of it really is this. Right. When you have top-level corners on your team, you don't let them leave.
Exactly.
And this is what the Falcons did.
Exactly. And he is a top-level corner in this league. I know the knock is the interceptions, rightfully so.
Yeah, it's a fair knock.
It's a fair knock. It is. But, I mean, if you want to talk about just a good all-around football player, and like you said, a young, ascending, not even in his prime yet type player. Yeah, AJ fits the bill along with all the character things. You know, homegrown talent. Yeah. You drafted him. He's from Atlanta. You drafted him, developed him in your system and things like that. And he plays a premium position. And he's going to get premium dollars because that's not necessarily because he's in line. He's a premium dollar type player. Just physical and everything like that on the football field. But, it was something that we talked about. It was something that I know he's asked before camp or whatever. They make a big deal out of it. He even said, I'm going to go out here and do my thing. And now, you know, when deals like this happen for him, you're never surprised. He's like, okay, because you kind of knew that he was in line.
You know,
for
it's interesting. I'm probably not surprised, but I did kind of feel like because it hadn't happened, like maybe they just were going to wait. Maybe it was just going to be a after the year thing, and that's what it was. Because remember, I think it was the day before camp started, it was reported that they were actively negotiating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, maybe they're trying to get this done before camp starts tomorrow. It's like a nice, good, positive story to start camp off on. And it doesn't seem like there was any, I don't want to say, of course there was urgency, but there was no rush,
right?
Which is great.
But I still think, in you remember the rumor, because we talked about the rumor about them negotiating. I do think they were negotiating with him.
No, sure.
I do, yeah. Like, when that happened, when I saw that, I was like, oh, he's going to get a deal. We just know when, but usually deals like this, they either happen before camp or right around during before the season, everything. You want to get all that, and now with this new deal, they've opened up some more money for them as far as in deposit for the salary cap. Do you use it now to go out and get another starter, or do you hang on to it? What'd you call it? Your
little rainy day
fund. Because
you might, you know, at some point you might need to sign somebody after week one or whatever, so it's not fully guaranteed and all that. But yeah, maybe. Maybe this does. Maybe paying this corner this money allows you a little bit of extra money to go get one more corner. Because that is, now that you sort of look at it with all the stuff that's happened with the team over the last week, where you add Judon and you add Simmons and you pay Terrell, and it looks like everybody else is healthy on defense and sounds like Grady's doing great and all that.
Yes.
Like, the last spot when you look at the defense is, all right, like those other two corners, like I like those guys. I really like Clark Phillips, but it would be nice to maybe depth-wise or maybe even just upgrade from a starter position over there, and maybe this frees up a little bit of money to do that.
But that's the thing about it is, like, do you wait until, you know, after week one to do that? I think, you know.
Probably.
I mean, who's out there left? Is Xavier Howard. We're talking about corners. I know that's a position everybody's talking about.
Yeah, most guys have signed.
Yeah, most guys have signed. I mean, Gilmore just, we talked.
Stephon Gilmore signed last week
with the Minnesota Vikings. And so, because my biggest thing is I'm not up there a lot. We see a certain amount of plays whenever we are there. And it seems like they're comfortable right now. And I'm not saying they're not. You know, because I thought they might be comfortable at safety. Now, we knew they had to go get a safety because of Hallam's injury. We didn't know they were going to go get that guy.
Yeah, we knew we were going to get Justin Simmons.
Yeah, you know, you're going to get that guy. But is there another corner or somebody out there that's there for them that they look at comfortably enough? Because if you go, you go do an Xavier Howard player. Well, that's going to cost you at least $8 million, somewhere in that area. Did you get that much room from AJ? And two, is that something that you want to do after week one?
Yeah, you can also do it. Terry's done a great job this offseason. When you look at how the Justin Simmons contract was structured, it's only going to count about half as much against the salary cap as he's actually going to get. And then there was voidable years and all that creative New Orleans Saints cap structuring that he learned when he was down there, when the cap just didn't matter for them the way that it did for everybody else. I don't know. What I do wonder with AJ is obviously getting this done has to be a little bit of a relief, not having to think about the contract anymore. Yeah. Getting $65 million guaranteed dollars has to be pretty fun to have happen to you anyway. But I just think the upgrades that they made on defense are going to benefit him.
Yes.
Like they should have a legitimate pass rush for the first time in his career as a Falcon. He's got two guys behind him at safety that are just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Maybe allow him to be a little bit more... I don't know if I'm going to say risky, but maybe a little bit more aggressive. On some of the stuff that he could do there on the outside. Like, it feels like the upgrades that the Falcons have made from a personnel standpoint on the defensive side should lead to A.J. Terrell having a better statistical year. Like, he hasn't had an interception since 2021.
I know, yeah.
I think we could get a couple interceptions this year.
Get your hand on some pass
and
everything. Now, he's one of the one of the best coverage rates in football.
He had 11 pass deflected or whatever last year.
And so, I mean, in that case, he's one of the best. But the biggest thing, he's got to be able to get the ball in his hands.
And he had 16 in 21 and 3 interceptions in his second year.
Yeah.
Man, that's
really
nice.
Really damn
good. Like to see some of those numbers this year. All right, let's get to the big story of the day here to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
No, I think it was big. It was big, you know. I mean, he had 5 1/3 with more pitches than the 7 that he threw today. It's just the stuff overall was just played up so much better in the last couple outings. That was really encouraging and good to see.
Yeah, Max Fried looked better last night for sure. Go 7. Like Smith said, only threw 90 pitches in 7 innings, which is awesome. 4 strikeouts, probably want that number to be a little higher when he's really at his best, but still, solid stuff. He only gave up 2 earned runs in 7 innings. That's a quality start. They lost.
Yep.
The offense didn't score any runs. Aaron Nola's a good pitcher, I get it, but it's frustrating to waste a really good Max Fried start like that when the last couple of Max Fried starts haven't looked like that. Now, again, he's trending back in that right direction, coming off the aisle. Hopefully this is a sign of more good things to come from Max Fried, but it always sucks to see a pitcher have a game like that and you not win the game. Because had they would have won the series already, and then tonight they'd be going for a sweep.
Yeah, I mean, you would have been, you know, closer and closer to them as far as how many games back
you
were.
Yeah, it would have been 5.
Yeah.
Now it's back up to 7.
Yeah, and so you got to go out there. And we knew that who was pitching for them. Nola is a good pitcher. And runs would be hard to come by. But they did get the home run from Marcia, put him up. And then Max has got peppered a little bit. And then, you know, they got the 2 runs. And obviously, we know how the 3rd run was scored. But for them to go against Nola with this lineup they have, because their biggest issue to me offensively, they can't hit. They leave too many people on base. And I think that's the most irritating thing when you said they had 6 on you.
They had 6 at-bats with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, I mean, but.
They were 0-for-6.
Yeah, but that means that's like.
They left 9 guys on base.
Was your guy that, if the guy who was replaced was there, would that happen? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if
Austin Riley was up with runners on 1st and 2nd and one out instead of Gio or Shella, maybe it's not a ground into a double play and the inning's over.
As crazy as the season has been, you still would like to think that your guy, and we know that Gio is a fill-in for Austin. He's not in Austin Riley's class
of
third baseman.
Good game last night.
But he played well.
Good defense, 2-for-4.
Played well last night. And so if you got to keep him contributing that way along with these other dudes that – I saw somebody put out the lineup yesterday for the Braves. They were like, "You wouldn't have told me this back in May that this would be the start lineup today."
Like, what happened? They get the plague? Like, what is happening?
Yeah, you know,
who are these guys?
You never told me.
So hopefully they go out and get the series tonight.
Let's go, Shrelly.
Schwellenbach on the mound. Arcia hits a home run last night. Decides to exact his revenge on Bryce Harper from last October. Stares him down. Harper said he didn't see it. That's a lie.
He said, "I don't care. I didn't see it."
He cares, and he did see it. And tonight,
"I don't care, and I didn't see it."
Yeah, we'll see.
Because I did it already.
Yeah. I don't know. Be careful with Bryce Harper tonight is all I'm saying. Be careful with Bryce. Just walk him. One of those unintentional intentionals, you know? Don't throw him anything that he can hit. Because he's trying to park one tonight, man. If you're sitting in the chop house tonight, bring your mitt. All right, we'll come back. Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us. We'll talk some Falcons with him. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What it is, Atlanta. Happy Trivia Thursday.
Happy Trivia Thursday to all the 92.9 The Game listeners out there. And now,
welcome back, Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
20 minutes away from the AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up here on a Thursday afternoon. We'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. As always, the final hour of the show is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Randy, the preseason of the 2024 NFL year is almost over.
Yeah, man.
It'll end this now. It'll end for the Falcons tomorrow.
Yes.
It'll end for the entire league this weekend. And then it's regular season time. Now, yes, it's a little bit of time before that. We got to wait a few days before they play, but it'll be it's right around the corner. It's all coming up.
Yeah, man. And you got to sit here and just wait all day, talk about the same thing. Yeah, hopefully there's some starting news coming out as far as quarterback things that we talked about in the grab bag. Maybe some more extensions, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Stuff like that. But, I mean, and it's always, you know, that as a player, when you have that, you know, that lull like that, the biggest first thing you don't want to do is start on an opponent too early.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want to get to a point where you're like, okay. All right, because how many damn times are we going to see this?
Maybe the good thing about the Steelers situation is they don't even know who their quarterback is yet, so you can't really start on them.
Do they have a simulated game if you're talking about Russ? Because Russ says the practices are great. We're going against one of the best defenses every day.
Just the preseason game sucks.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's not good. You don't want those. Man, it's a benefit for the Falcons that they're dealing with one of the worst quarterback. I mean, they're having a quarterback battle. Most teams in the NFL aren't. And the Falcons team that they play week one doesn't even know who their starter is yet, so that's good. Their loss is the Falcons' gain, feels like, in that sense. All right, let's get Smoke and Joe in here and talk about this with us.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smoke and Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
If you did like a scout team thing, and had Heinicke simulate Russell Wilson, what would you just tell him to not be able to get away from sacks?
Ooh.
Like, hey, go, like, drop back, but be slower than you normally
are. Yeah, or, like, maybe, like, if they play Justin Fields, they're probably going to practice for them both. And I wonder who they would put in as Justin Fields. Would you put, like, Kadera Hodge or somebody in there, quarterback for him?
Yeah, that's a good one. I think Kadarrell did he play a little bit quarterback in college, like as a gadget? I'm not sure, but yeah, maybe someone like him. And certainly, you know, you gotta replicate him somehow. So you gotta use somebody who can move, and clearly none of the Falcons quarterbacks can do that. So they gotta find somebody
for various reasons. We got plenty of time to talk about that game. There's another game tomorrow, the final game of the preseason. I know 36 guys didn't play in the second game. I would imagine more than that won't play tomorrow, but some people will. Will any of them have an opportunity to make the team? Like, who should we be watching and paying attention to tomorrow night?
I'd be curious to know, honestly, because the coach is never going to tell you. I'd be curious to know if any of these guys can actually go from, like, not making the roster to being on the roster in this final preseason game based off of the performance. But, you know, where I'm going to be looking, guys, is along that defensive line. I think that's where there's the most competition. We've kind of been talking about this a lot through camp, and we even said before camp started that, the, you know, you're very likely going to have to cut a player in, at that position group that is a legitimate NFL player and probably gets picked up by another team. And I think that, you know, it's just – They're especially considering the fact that they drafted, you know, they spent, you know, significant draft capital in Rukororo and Brandon Dorlus, along with Braylon Trice, but he's obviously out for the year. But, you know, that's a lot of young defensive linemen that you've invested in. Zion Logue as well, who probably won't make the roster. On top of these veteran guys, like Contavious Street is a perfect example of a guy who I thought coming into this camp, he was going to be on the outside looking in because he was not, you know, kind of brought in by this coaching staff, obviously. And in fact, like, he was brought in as a kind of an emergency replacement last year to have some players, some bodies on that defensive line after Grady Jarrett went out. And from everything we've heard from Raheem Morris, has been like he's just been super impressive. And I saw him repping with the first team defense just yesterday at practice at the nose tackle position, flanked by Grady Jarrett and David Onyemata, which is also a place where we've seen Eddie Goldman in two. You know, so how does that impact these guys at that position? I think that's one to definitely look out for. And then the other one, I think, is same side of the ball in that defensive backfield where you're always looking for who can contribute kind of in the back end of that secondary. The honest answer is that a lot of these guys are probably going to get their jobs based on, you know, whether they're playing on special teams and are they a special team starter. So that's something to look out for in this game, probably more than anything else is who's on the special teams, especially early in the game. That'll probably give you a decent indicator as to who's more likely to make the roster than some of these other guys. But you never know. If a guy like Natron Brooks, you know, he shows up and has another massive game, you know, that really impresses the coaches, he could force his way into it too. So I think there's definitely going to be some healthy competition there.
JP, what'd you think of the timing of the AJ Terrell contract extension?
Yeah, so, you know, with AJ's contract, I was always under the impression and this is just like kind of me speculating about it, was that they were going to obviously try to get this done before training camp started so that it didn't become, you know, a point of conversation among media and such. And was surprised that that didn't get done. But now that we've seen all the moves kind of happen with them making the trade for Matthew Judon and then obviously signing Justin Simmons, it makes me think that potentially they kind of were communicating with AJ's camp saying, hey, listen, we're with you. We want to sign you. Essentially consider yourself signed more or less, like, we, you know, consider yourself as part of this team long-term, but we have a plan to improve the roster and we just don't know how those improvements are going to affect us financially. And we need to see that before we can then structure out a longer term deal for you to be with us long-term. And so I think that, you know, things have worked out really well on the financial side of the Falcons' recent additions with these guys having minimal cap impacts. And I think at the end of the day, AJ gets paid how he wanted to. And I think that's something, an indicator maybe that, you know, he has always been a part of the plans, aside from everything they've said about him, which is obviously glowing, is the fact that he was with Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot and Jesse Bates and Grady Jarrett at this dinner where they're recruiting Justin Simmons. And so that, to me, told me that he's a very much a core piece of this team that they want to be here for the future. And obviously that's made official today.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, you're not bringing guys to that recruiting dinner if they're not a part of the plan. Do you feel like this contract and the way that it's structured and maybe the way that it moves money around this year helps them potentially add another guy in the secondary if they want to, if there's another corner they want? I don't know if it's a starter, maybe it's a depth piece, but just with what they have on the other side from AJ Terrell?
Yeah, so actually, you know, I got to admit, I haven't looked at the details of the contract yet because I've been out at Atlanta United this morning, you know, just grinding, doing the journalism grinding. So I actually haven't looked into it. I assume that it would take some cap relief off of this year, which is definitely going to help. I mean, it should help them have that kind of operating budget that teams need going into a season and to make, you know, emergency signings that are going to happen when injuries start to crop up and things. And so that certainly would, you know, again, I haven't looked into exactly how much it is, but I would think that it would make it so that they don't have to restructure anybody else. And that's another important piece of all of this that's happened this week, which is that the only player that they've had to restructure in order to afford all these players is Chris Lindstrom. And he's maybe the safest player possible that you could restructure because, what is he, 27 years old? You know he's going to be here forever. He just signed a long-term deal. You have no doubts about his performance week in, week out, and his durability. So it's maybe more sketchy to restructure a guy like Grady Jarrett, you know, who's kind of at a later age, in his career, obviously coming off a knee injury. There's some things to worry about there because you don't want to restructure any that you might potentially cut in the future. That's basically the big thing. So restructuring a guy like Chris Lindstrom and being able to acquire all these guys and, you know, AJ's new contract, I'm sure certainly affords them some money relief this year as well. To, you know, just basically the perfect, I think, confluence of you know, events to have transpired for the Falcons front office.
Hey, Jay, where are you at? And if there is a leader in the clubhouse, who's going to be the return man this year?
Yeah, so I think so. Yesterday we saw them have like a what seemed to be a pretty realistic scrimmage, and it was or a situational scrimmage, but you know, realistic in terms of like the players that they'd be playing in those spots. And it was Ray-Ray McCloud and Avery Williams returning kicks, and so that frankly is the pairing that I expect going into the season. And I think that Rondale Moore was definitely part of that group. May have been the guy. It's hard to say who he'd been in front of in that situation, whether he would have been in front of Ray-Ray, who's kind of considered a starter as the third receiver in this offense, or Avery Williams. But, you know, because I thought that, you know, frankly, you hate to say it like this, when a player goes injured, kind of who does it help make the roster? But I think that, you know, Rondale Moore becoming unavailable for this team, I thought really kind of solidified Avery Williams' spot, where before that you had, you know, you could have said, well, we can just put Ray-Ray McCloud and Rondale Moore back there to return kicks. We don't necessarily need to carry another running back in Avery Williams. But now I think there's more clarity that he's going to be one of the guys that's back there. And, you know, he deserves it. He's earned it. It was his past performance as a returner. He's one of the best punt returners in the NFL. Has a really just incredible spatial awareness about him to be able to catch the ball and kind of understand where players are around him in a closed space and be able to make a quick move and gain some yards. And I was actually talking to, I know this isn't the kick return, Randy, but I was talking to Marquise Williams last year, and he was saying how I think a 10-yard punt return increases your chances of scoring on that drive by like 40%. Mm-hmm. And if you get a 20% or a 20-yard return, it increases it by like 70% or something. So these are big, these are important yards. And so I think Avery Williams has a spot there.
What I want to say, 2 years ago, obviously missed last year with an injury, but 2 years ago he led the league in return average, like 16 yards per return. Oh, so
that's great. Incredible.
Smoke and Joe Patrick joining us here, talking some Falcons ahead of the final preseason game tomorrow. Let's take a big picture look at everything that's happened over the last week or so. Obviously, the expectation was already high with the additions that they made in the offseason with Kirk Cousins and all that. But then you go out and get these two guys on defense, and I don't know, just it feels like things have shifted even more. What has the last week done to your expectation for this football team?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of it's been a paradigm.
Uh-oh. That grinding journalism cell phone gave out, unfortunately. That sounds like we lost Joe. But it seemed like he's going to say a paradigm shift, which is a very fancy thing to say. But it sounds like he was going to say he thinks the team's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think that's what Joe's going to say.
Bold predicting Joe.
Yeah, that's probably, we're good. That was good stuff from Joe. We'll get him on again next week. We're about out of time anyway.
Yeah, man. I just watched Tom Brady dunking.
Really?
In jeans.
Good for him.
Yeah, man.
Well, he's 6'6". He better be able to dunk.
I mean, I don't know if it's a regulation. Go. You mean like Billy Ho? It's regulation. I don't think this is regulation.
Been a while since we've had a solid Natron in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know?
Natron.
Natron Brooks trying to make the team for the Falcons. Natron. Remember Natron Means? Natron Means Business.
Which is... shorten people.
Just through your face.
Just like run through you.
He was on that Chargers Super Bowl team, right?
Mm-hmm. Him and was Humphreys the quarterback in that one?
Stan Humphreys was the quarterback, yeah. Yeah.
And then
Junior Seau.
They just got, blitzed.
They gave up a lot of
points. Deion said, we're worried about Chargers.
It was like 55, right?
Yeah, man.
They gave up 55 points in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. Like, no, that wasn't the Chargers. That was San Francisco. San Francisco beat them.
San Francisco beat the Chargers.
Yeah. What Super Bowl was that with Deion? Who team was he? Was on, oh, God, who were they playing? He said, we ain't worried about them.
I don't know. Oh. Cowboys, Steelers.
What Steelers? It might have been Steelers. He's like, Deion was like, I ain't worried about them.
That was Neil O'Donnell.
Neil O'Donnell.
Stan Humphries and Neil O'Donnell. Making the Super Bowl back in the 90s.
No, I still think Neil O'Donnell threw that game. You threw both of them interceptions to Eric Allen? Like, he's standing right there. Y'all playing catch? Missed
me. And those weren't the only interceptions he threw either.
No.
But there was a pick six in that
and,
game,
but
too.
He got a, but he won the MVP off the two picks, and he threw it right to him.
Yeah.
No reading or nothing. Here.
You think Neil was on the take?
No.
Now, that's a hot take.
Yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up.
It was San Diego, because I think that's when he was playing for the Niners.
Yeah, he was on the Niners that one year. Yeah, that one year, and they won the Super Bowl. That sounds about right. That game was very easy for San Francisco to win. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA, Ask Me Anything, to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, we'll do our best to answer it. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Nick in Marietta. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, so I saw a clip on First Take of them bringing up the topic, are the Falcons Super Bowl contenders? Mm-hmm. And Orlovsky, Dan Orlovsky was saying yes, and of course Stephen A. has to bloviate and, like, you know, he's basically dismissing the question. I'm asking you guys, do you think they're Super Bowl contenders? And follow up, is this the best Falcons defense on paper that you can remember? And three, what do you think their turnover margin's going to be this season?
All right, Nick. Okay,
We watched the clip
in the last break, believe it or not.
And I don't believe he's bloviating. I think Stephen A. Smith's telling the truth.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think sometimes Stephen A. Smith says stuff that is kind of wild. But
I don't think that
is. What he said was, because Dan Orlovsky came on and said something like, he thinks that they're Super Bowl contenders and talked about this, this, and this. And Stephen A. was like, I get what you're saying, the roster's good, but in order for them to be Super Bowl contenders, mm-hmm. then the quarterback mm-hmm. has to do something he's never done before.
Exactly.
Which is something you and I have talked about multiple times, and especially since all these moves were made, now this roster is now so good mm-hmm. that it really is going to come down to Kirk Cousins trying to do something. Mm-hmm. He's won one playoff game in his entire career. Yes. In order to win the Super Bowl, you got to win at least three.
Yeah.
So,
and that's that's all we're saying, because talent. Yeah. He's playing with talent. On both sides of the ball.
So I don't think that's an unfair point to make about this football team. It's wild to go from 2 weeks ago, we were like, the expectations are high and they're up here because of Kirk Cousins. And now it's almost like the ceiling might be because of Kirk Cousins because he just hasn't done stuff. And now that's not to say that he can't.
No.
I know Matt Ryan's playoff record, I think, was the exact same as Kirk Cousins previous to that 2016 mm-hmm. season. So that obviously changed that year. But, in order for it to change, somebody's got to do something he's never done before. Yeah. And he's not young.
No, he's not.
He's had opportunities.
That's the thing about it is, like, he's got to go up and beyond, above and beyond.
Yeah.
And they have to help. Don't get me wrong. They got all the other players got to do their part. It's not just solely on Kirk Cousins. But, if he does that, if he goes above and beyond where he's supposed to be, you're damn right they should be in the damn Super Bowl. But that's just what he has to do.
Right. That's exactly right. As far as the best defense on paper, I think so.
Probably.
I don't know. Probably. I do think that 2018 team had a pretty good defense on paper.
Before everybody got hurt.
But then everybody got hurt, and it just didn't work. I think that team, the 2017 defense, was a top 10 defense, though. The year after the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. with, like, Keanu kind of in his prime.
Everybody was growing. Everybody
Grady
learned.
Grady was playing really good. Yeah. I think they had Dontari Poe that year.
He had an okay year. They did.
But that was a pretty good, not a great defense, but pretty good defense. But, this one's got a chance to be really good, no doubt. Andrew is in Buckhead. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, I've got two questions. One's kind of a layup Falcons question. The other one's a little bit deeper, kind of business proposal, if you're interested. I don't know which one I should start with.
All right.
I'll give you the business proposal. So, as I mentioned, I was relocating to Decatur. Unfortunately, I died on the wrong hill and didn't choose the right battle. So I'm probably going to be in Buckhead for a while. So I was thinking, maybe Andy and Randy would consider being therapists, like, in your later life. You know, you guys in between one fern on a coffee table, just giving the kind of, the guidance that the folks should need, because you seem to be doing well, like, in that sense. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, maybe Andy's a little backwards thinking, like, hey, like, what led you to this? Like, what kind of internal struggles did you have in your previous life, in your past?
Like, what's the trauma that led to this? Exactly.
And then Randy would be the one, like, this is what's happening right now, and this is going to happen in the future. Yeah. So that's kind of like my business proposal. And then the layup question is, what's the percentage out of 100 the Falcons go 4-0? And what's the percentage the Falcons could possibly go 0-4?
I think it's a zero on both of them. I think it's 0%. I don't think they're going to go 4-0, but I know damn sure well they're not going to go 0-4. I don't think that.
Man, I don't even want to say those numbers. Okay, just for people who don't know. Steelers, Eagles, Chiefs, Saints.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
3-1 seems pretty likely.
It does. But I'm just saying, like, 0-4.
But if you beat
no.
the Eagles and the Chiefs, you feel really good. They could be 4-0. I don't know. If you're going to beat the Chiefs, beating them in September is when
it. That's when you get them.
That's when you
that's
beat
when them. You catch
them. You don't beat them in January.
Yeah. But, I mean, if they were to go 0-4, I don't think it'd be panic. It'd be a lot. Well, not panic, but it would be panic. But I think it'd be longer like, all right.
It'd be very frustrated if they go 0-4, man. Yeah. Come on. I think 3-1 seems like the most reasonable. As far as starting our own counseling practice, like our own therapy.
We do that every day from 11 to 2.
I think so, yeah. I mean, that's kind of what the AMA, and I do wonder, Andrew's not there anymore. I'll have to call back later in the week and let us know next week. Like, what'd you do? You're supposed to be moving to Decatur.
Uh-huh.
You picked the wrong battle, and now you're staying in Buckhead.
Yeah.
I know we met his lady a few weeks ago. Right. Maybe were they going to move in together? And,
I don't know. Did you mess something up, dog?
I know, it kind of sounded like it.
Yeah, man. Did you mess something up?
Sometimes when things start going too good for some people, they self-sabotage.
Did he?
They don't think they're worthy of good things. And I'll just say this to you, Andrew. You are worthy
of good things,
okay?
You're doggone nice.
You're worthy. You're nice. Yeah, you're a good dude.
You're doggone nice.
So whatever you did, just apologize. If it was your fault.
If it was your fault.
Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Adam.
Y'all there?
Hi, yeah, we're here, Adam. Hey.
Hey, I can tell you how that counseling would go right now. And it'd be like, so how do you feel? And whatever. Randy would be like, what the hell was you thinking?
That's it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Kind of two different strategies, you know?
Yeah. Two different angels on the shoulders. You know how that thing goes?
I was the devil on the shoulder the other night, by the way.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were.
I kind of was.
Yes, sorry. You were.
Yeah, that's funny.
Come on, let's go.
But, man, I'd like to give a shout out to my wife. 15 years.
Oh, congrats.
Today.
Congratulations.
Yes. But that dude that's claiming that he's better than Pat Mahomes, that's kind of like... Man, last year at the baseball party for my son, they had all the coaches hit left-handed with like a 25-inch wood bat. I hit a home run, and they gave me a bracelet, which didn't fit. It's on my gear shifter in the truck.
Okay.
I mean, it didn't fit. A little rubber bracelet. It's pretty cool. It's like some
Sounds
little
nice.
Pride bracelet. But, what is this guy thinking?
Appreciate it.
I mean, that's
right, I'll tell you what.
$1 million question.
Dude can spin it now.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw some clips. He got an unorthodox throwing motion.
Yeah.
But he can thread that thing.
All right, so you're rethinking?
Oh, no.
Here's what he's thinking.
Oh, no.
If this is what he was thinking, then brilliantly done. He wanted to get a little pub.
That's fine.
And if he tried, they were showing his highlights on Good Morning Football.
Yeah.
This dude, nobody's ever heard of this guy before.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden his highlights are on NFL Network.
He was dotting that thing.
Come on.
He was dotting it. I'm just saying. He was dotting it.
Like, yeah. But that's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
I'll say some crazy. That's what the world is now.
No, I'm trying.
Say something crazy and then people will pay attention to you.
Oh, I'm trying to grow the sport.
Maybe that's what it is,
too.
Maybe he's trying to grow the sport.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah,
we got to stop paying attention to people just because they yell crazy stuff. All right? Got to stop giving people the attention that they're craving, because then they're just going to do it more, self-perpetuating. We're better than this. We're smarter than this. I promise you that we are. Maybe we're not. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Yeah, right.
Takeaways of the day, everybody, to wrap up the show.
I did not know that Andy played Pee Wee Ball with Isaiah Stanback.
Yeah, and he's been on TV all day.
I did not realize that.
He was a very good center fielder.
Yeah, and journalism grinding is what Joe Patrick is all about.
That was mine. Joe's just out there grinding the journalism streets. Forgot to pay his cell phone bill, but journalism grinding is on.
Journalism grinding.
Tune into the Off the Cuff podcast for today, and you'll discover why you don't get your kid a bargain basement tuba. Yeah. Randy's not scared of heights, just high things.
Yeah, man, I don't like high things.
I'm not scared of heights. I just am scared of falling.
Who wouldn't be scared?
I don't want to fall.
Nobody likes falling.
I don't want to fall.
Is it true that if you hit the bottom in your dream, you die?
Yeah.
If you fall off something?
That's true.
That is not true. I don't know.
It's true.
I always wake up when I fall.
I know, me too. Yeah. Everybody does.
Yeah, I always wake up when
but
I fall.
But if you didn't, then you'd die.
Oh, okay.
Heart attack?
Yeah.
That's another takeaway.
Man.
Yep.
Wake up.
All right. We'll see what Dukes and Bill have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.